Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. On this evening's show, we're going to celebrate the birthday of Dick Juergens, who played right here at the casino in Avalon. We're going to have a house party and venture into the deep blue sea. But to get us started, you'll recall that last week I played Sugar Plum by George Olson and his music in connection with a segment on Fanny Farmer. That record was given to me by Ella Mae Cox. Ella Mae and my wife go all the way back to high school together, and the record was from the collection of her late father, William Everhart. Here are four more nice dance band records from that stack, starting off with Ben Selvin.
Meet the frown. Ginger ale and white rock for this table. Grab a chair, move over there, and let him sit right next to Mabel. Clap hands, here comes Charlie. Clap hands, good time, Charlie. Clap hands, here comes Charlie now.
From the original Victor 78, Jack Shilkret's orchestra with the vocal refrain by Billy Murray and Clap Hands, Here Comes Charlie. Charlie with an EY. That's actually the A side to Sugar Plum, which I played last week. Pianist, bandleader, and composer Jack Shilkret was Nat Shilkret's younger brother. Jack's most successful composition was Make Believe, which was widely recorded in 1921, including by Nora Bays, which recording I have. Brother Harry Shilkret played trumpet in Jack's orchestra, and Jack and Nat worked closely together throughout the 1920s. Jack Shilkret died on June 16, 1964, after spending the day at the New York World's Fair. And we started the show with Ben Selvin and his Moulin Rouge Orchestra with the vocal chorus by Irving Kaufman and Turn On Your Radio from the original Red Vocalion 78. I'm Glenn Robison. The show is Rapidly Rotating Records, so here are two more of them.
Thank you. our memories still bring you near. I wandered lonely down the old love track, till in the east I watched the dawn go past. Oh dear, praying while I roam, love will call my darling home.
From the original Brunswick 78, recorded in Chicago on June 15, 1928, Abe Lyman and his California Orchestra and Darling. Drummer Abe Lyman was born in Chicago on August 4, 1897. His recording career began with Brunswick in July of 1923, and his was possibly the first dance orchestra to make records on the West Coast. He led a very successful orchestra at the Ambassador Hotel in Los Angeles and made records into the 1940s. He performed in a number of black-and-white Merry Melodies cartoons, credited as Abe Lyman's Brunswick Recording Orchestra. Abe Lyman died in Beverly Hills on October 23, 1957. And before Abe Lyman, we heard Waring's Pennsylvanians, with the vocal by Tom Waring and Look at Those Eyes, written by Phil Baker and Sid Silver, from the original Victor 78, recorded March 4, 1925. Once again, thanks to LMA Cox for sharing those with us. The show is Rapidly Rotating Records. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'll be back with Dick Juergens right after this. Last week, January 9th, marked the birth in Sacramento, California, in 1910, of Dick Juergens, Jr. Trumpeter, composer, and bandleader Dick Juergens graduated from Sacramento College with a degree in music and studied cornet with Herbert L. Clark, who had been a soloist with John Philip Sousa's band. He formed his first band in 1924 and began playing summer engagements in Lake Tahoe. The band's first big job was at the Travelers Hotel in Sacramento, and in 1932 they were playing at the best hotel in town, the Senator. In 1933, San Francisco radio announcer Mel Venter booked Juergens into San Francisco's St. Francis Hotel. The band first recorded for Decca in 1934 and recorded for Vocalion and Columbia until 1943. The band's theme song was Daydreams Come True at Night, which was written by Dick Juergens for a Sacramento College music exam. His girlfriend at the time, Jeanette Brown, wrote the lyrics. The band's tagline was Here's That Band Again, which was first said by radio announcer Mel Venter to open a 1934 radio broadcast from San Francisco. I'm no Mel Venter, but here's that band again.
whispers in the dark, two shadows in the night. So gentle and so tender that every little song is like a song of sweet delight. Whispers in the dark, how heavenly they seem. When lips and arms surrender and every little kiss is like a dream within a dream. But soon the breezes whisper to the trees that dawn is near. So soon their little paradise of love will disappear. Whispers in the dark while stars are in the blue. Upon a night like this, perhaps I'll hear those little whispers in the dark from you.
Dick Juergens' childhood friend, Eddie Howard, principal vocalist and original member of the Dick Juergens Orchestra and Whispers in the Dark. Other vocalists with the band included pianist Ronnie Kemper and trumpeter Stan Noonan. That arrangement of Whispers in the Dark was by Carl Brandt, who played saxophone in the band. And we started off this tribute to Dick Juergens with the band's theme song, Daydreams Come True at Night, written by Dick Juergens, who also wrote the hits Careless in 1939, Elmer's Tune in 1941, and One Dozen Roses in 1942. The Glenn Miller Orchestra had a number one hit with their version of Elmer's Tune, and Juergens' own rendition reached the number eight spot. The book Pop Memories, 1890-1954, credits the band with 25 hits between 1939 and 47, 12 of them in the top 10. Of course, Dick Juergens played right here in Avalon at the Casino Ballroom each summer from 1938 to 1941. The performances were broadcast nationwide on the weekend with such show names as The Musical Cookbook and The Dipsy Derby. The shows followed a loose game show format, with contestants winning prizes for correctly guessing the names of popular songs through clues given by the announcer and bandleader. Recently, some of the actual 16-inch transcription discs were discovered, literally sitting on a shelf in a storage area of the Casino Ballroom. With the permission of the Santa Catalina Island Company, Dick Juergens III was able to transfer and restore some of the discs, and I'm pleased to be able to play part of one of them now. CDs of the transcription are available from the Catalina Island Museum store. Well, here's that band again.
The Musical Cookbook is on the air with Dick Juergens and his orchestra, yours truly, Gary Breckner, and those happy, carefree Catalina Islanders. Okay, Islanders, it's Avalon. One, two, three.
I found my love in Avalon.
Well, Islanders, you came through like a million. Once again, over the Columbia Pacific Network, we open up the Musical Cookbook from the famous Casino Ballroom on romantic Santa Catalina Island, just 20 miles out in the blue Pacific, off the coast of Southern California. And tonight, scurrying among his scads of symphonic skillets, we find our new chef, that dynamic Don Juan of downbeats, that land baster of low-down legatos, That's Stokowski of Swing Psychology, Dick Jurgens.
Thank you very much, you happy islanders. It's sure great to be back with you, a good old Santa Catalina island. And thanks to you, too, Chief Cook and Bottle Washer.
That's me.
That was you. That was a meaty mouthful you mumbled. But enough of this microphonic mush. Let's get down to business, Gary. Here before me, I see a bevy of noble but nervous contestants. And I take it that they are gathered around ye old dishpanny to partake of a few musical recipes. So, Chief Cook and Bottle Washer, you give them the rules and regulations while I shuffle the recipes and stack up the prizes.
Okay, Chef. Supposing you cook up that special dish you have prepared called I Know That You Know. And the boys are going to play it for you anyway. All right, sound off with that donkey serenade. Hey,
the fair senorita doesn't seem to care for the song in the air. So I'll sing to the mule if you're sure she won't think that I am just a fool serenading a mule. But try as she may, in her voice there's a flaw, and all that the lady can say is the
Dick Juergens and his orchestra from a 16-inch radio transcription disc from the Avalon Casino Ballroom. In 1943, the Dick Juergens Orchestra broke up when Dick joined the Marines as a radio operator. But instead of going into combat, he was ordered to put together the Marines' first entertainment unit. Armed with 30 performers and two planes, the show toured across the Pacific, was voted as the best military entertainment unit in the South Pacific, and even played for President Harry Truman. After returning from military service, Dick and his brother Will organized a band at the Claremont Hotel in Berkeley, California, and then went back to the Aragon Ballroom in Chicago, where they played until 1956. For a while, he ran a company manufacturing Geiger counters and went into the audio business. Just not being able to give up the band business, in 1969 he formed a band which played at the Willowbrook Club outside of Chicago until 1974. Dick Juergens died in his hometown of Sacramento, California on October 5th, 1995. There is lots more information, pictures, and sound clips available on the Juergens family website at www.dickjuergens.com. And for information on the Dick Juergens Orchestra Lost Casino Recordings CD, you can contact the Catalina Island Museum at area code 310-510-2414 or online at www.catalina.com/museum.html. That's area code 310-510-2414 or www.catalina.com/museum.html. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. Your comments about the show and your requests for future editions of the show are welcome and can be sent by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. We're going to have a party, a house party, when we return right after this. Last week on January 15th in 1945, House Party, starring Art Linkletter, debuted on CBS Radio. House Party remained on the air for 22 years, 17 of them on CBS Television. Linkletter wrote a book about experiences with kids on the show called Kids Say the Darndest Things. The show was among the most popular of early daytime television shows, so here in commemoration of House Party are some songs about houses. I hear Mary's having a house party, so let's all go to Mary's house.
the parts without any lies.
Happier there than we are with only the moon and the stars. Taxis and noise in the street, the whistling of boats all night through. Still we never fuss, it's heaven to us, our penthouse on Third Avenue.
Gene Cardos and his orchestra, with B. Wayne performing the vocal on Our Penthouse on 3rd Avenue from May 13, 1937. Today, 3rd Avenue in Manhattan is prime real estate, but in 1937, 3rd Avenue was full of tenements with an elevated railway running down the middle of it, the L remaining in service until 1955. Our Penthouse on 3rd Avenue is from the RKO musical New Faces of 1937, based on Leonard Sillman's Broadway reviews and starring Milton Berle, Joe Penner, and David and Ricky Nelson's mom-to-be, Harriet Hilliard, who sang Our Penthouse on 3rd Avenue in the film. And before Gene Cardos, we heard Jay Whidden and his Midnight Follies band from the Hotel Metropole in London on October 21, 1926, and Let's All Go to Mary's House. The Midnight Follies was a popular floor show which centered around Jay Whidden's band, and it was at the Hotel Metropole that the Charleston was first demonstrated. Continuing this house party set of songs on rapidly rotating records, here's Duke Yellman and his orchestra.
Thank you. I'm round nothing but blue. You are in my dreams, night and day it seems. I'm just all alone, a-praying.
From an Edison Diamond disc recorded in August of 1927, Duke Yellman and his orchestra, and a song written by Yellman along with Joe and Ira Schuster, Lighthouse Blues. Some songs about various kinds of houses on rapidly rotating records. I'm your host, Glenn Robison, and we're going to go from the lighthouse and dive right into the ocean when we return right after this. Last week, January 15th, marked the birth in 1913 of actor Lloyd Bridges. I remember watching Bridges' 1958 syndicated television series Sea Hunt, where he played ex-Navy frogman-turned-underwater investigator Mike Nelson. The underwater sequences were filmed at Silver Springs, Florida, and the above-water portions were filmed at Marineland of the Pacific here in California. So here to commemorate Sea Hunt are some songs about the sea, starting off with Fletcher Henderson and his orchestra. Thank you.
of love by the beautiful sea. When you're with someone you love, when you get tired of holding hands, you write love letters in the golden sands. Every time a wave comes in to kiss the shore, that's the cue for you to kiss and kiss some more. There's oceans of love by the beautiful sea, when you're with someone you love.
Thank you.
I love that record. Bernie Cummins and his Hotel New Yorker Orchestra and Deep Sea Lowdown, written by Joe Linz and Roger Bunnell and recorded on November 4th, 1930. Deep Sea Lowdown was preceded by Russ Carlson and the High Steppers from a Crown 78, Two Hits for Two Bits, and There's Oceans of Love by the Beautiful Sea, from June 20th, 1932. The vocalist on that one was Elmer Feldkamp. There's Oceans of Love was written by pianist and singer Little Jack Little and J. Fred Coots, who also co-wrote Love Letters in the Sand and Doin' the Raccoon. And we begin this Sea Hunt set of songs with Fletcher Henderson and his orchestra from 1934 and a Russ Morgan composition about something I don't recall Mike Nelson ever having to deal with, Tidal Wave. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s and music to which you can't not tap your toes. In the meantime, your comments and requests are welcome and can be sent by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. I also want to remind you and encourage you to visit the Dick Juergens Family website at www.dickjuergens.com. That's J-U-R-G-E-N-S. And the Catalina Island Museum, where you can obtain the Dick Juergens Orchestra Lost Catalina Recordings CD. You can reach the museum at 310-510-2414 or on the web at www.catalina.com/museum.html. That's area code 310-510-2414 or www.catalina.com/museum.html. If you call or visit either, please let them know that you heard about it here on Rapidly Rotating Records. Until next week, this is Glenn Robison, and I thank you for your very kind attention. Thank you.